Phillips Academy Elementary School in downtown Birmingham is a stunning example of Jacobean architecture, with its interior of finely carved stone panels, gargoyle figures, and frescoes over the doors depicting ideals such as the dawn of civilization. On this day, the 1923 building hosts a very modern educational experiment.
Okay, everyone, so we just stand and just come out and find your place.
In the choral room, 35 fourth graders, dressed in white shirts and navy pants, form writhing rows. Henry Hearn stands before them, a statuesque dancer and choreographer, and as he begins to talk, the students exchange dubious glances, but soon he has them caught up in the action.
Okay, now take a deep breath in, pull it out, deep breath in, pull it out.
Hearns is an instructor for the Children's Dance Foundation's Science in Motion project, offered to at-risk kids at schools that have limited or no arts programs.
They get so much information thrown at them during the year, and their focus is on really passing the standardized tests that people are throwing at them, and they really do not connect the information.
Hearn says dance education encourages kids to synthesize what they learn. They may have memorized the parts of a cell, but have no understanding how that cell is the basis of all life. The instructors have the kids physically form a cell, using their bodies to mimic the activity within the cell. Hearn says the moment of realization is visible on their faces.
What are we going to do with people out there who can't connect things, who can't think beyond what they see? The value is just astronomical. We can't even put a price tag on it.
The Science in Motion Project, like many other local arts programs, faces tough times right now. In 2004, the Jefferson County Commission established the Community Arts Fund. Over 3 years, the fund funneled more than $14 million into local arts and cultural organizations, including WBHM. Last fall, the county slashed the arts budget to zero. Commission President Betty Fine Collins says it was necessary, given the county's financial problems. Problems which have intensified lately to the point that the county could be at risk of bankruptcy.
We have always supported the arts. They are very important to the county, but we have a county to run, and that county provides essential services to its citizens and should be at the lowest cost possible to them. So we are so preoccupied with this. We had to tighten up last year. We'll be tightening up again this year. So I really have no idea what the future holds.
Since January, local arts organizations have had to tighten their belts dramatically. Children's Dance Foundation Executive Director Diane Litzy says the county funding had allowed them to expand into needy areas. Losing their $182,000 grant is a hard hit.
We will have to eliminate programs unless we can find money to replace that, and it'll be difficult.
To counter the loss, local arts organizations are ratcheting up their fundraising efforts. Keith Cromwell is executive director of Red Mountain Theater Company.
We're beating the pavement just like everybody else out there. Every arts organization is knocking on everybody's doors.
Red Mountain Theater Company received a total of $310,000 from Jefferson County over 3 years. Nearly half of that came last year.
Did it allow for phenomenal growth in that year? Yes. We increased our staff size. We increased the artistic quality of our productions. Now, my goal right now is, in the wake of the loss of that funding, to keep those standards as high.
Cromwell also refuses to allow the theater's public programs to suffer.
We give out close to $80,000 worth of scholarships on an annual basis. I'm determined to continue to do so, and so by hook or crook, I'm out there trying to find that money, because I will not have a child in this community that wants to take our workshop be denied that experience because the parent doesn't have the funds to make that happen.
The Birmingham Museum of Art used its $2 million in county grants to significantly increase the number of programs in schools, recreation centers, and libraries. Museum Director Gail Andrews says the substantial financial infusion definitely affected strategic planning.
It certainly provided a good base for Pompeii, that we knew we had staff salaries and ability to do additional marketing and outreach for the region. We ended up with approximately 96,000 people to see Pompeii, and going into that planning with the county funding was enormously beneficial.
Andrews says it's hard coming off the high of the Pompeii exhibition and into the tightening up mode.
We are committed to providing high quality service for the community, and we won't let that quality lapse, but we will decrease the amount of programming and exhibitions. There's no doubt about that.
There's also no doubt that the elimination of county funding has prompted a lot of local arts organizations to take a hard look at how much they depend on government funding. there's a general consensus that the government is an essential player, but Keith Cromwell believes the recent cutbacks may actually strengthen the way local nonprofits operate.
I'm not going to be a boo-hoo person about it. I'm a silver lining person, and all it's doing is creating a better opportunity for arts organizations to wake up and smell the coffee about strategic alliances and collaborations.
But, Cromwell concedes, there is a risk to doing too well without government funding.
I do not want anyone to think, oh, see, they did fine without it, so they don't need it in the future. That is the most backwards thinking I can ever comprehend. We just have to continue to push hard to make the value known to the people who make the decisions that they must fund the arts in this city.
Tomorrow in our series, we look at lessons learned and how one prominent Birmingham arts organization bounced back from bankruptcy. For WBHM, this is Hayden Holmes Brown.